This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Drones attacked a convoy of trucks in eastern Syria on Sunday, shortly after it crossed into the country from Iraq. That's according to Syrian opposition activists and a pro-government radio station. There was no immediate word on casualties. That strike comes amid heightening tensions between Iran and its rivals in the region. It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack on the convoy in the Syrian border region, which is a stronghold of Iran-backed militias. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and opposition war monitors said that the drones appear to have been from the U.S.-led coalition, adding that they targeted six refrigerated trucks. Tyre Nichols' fatal encounter with police officers in Memphis, Tennessee, recorded in a video made public Friday, is a glaring reminder that efforts to reform policing have failed to prevent more flashpoints in an intractable epidemic of brutality. But in an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, says despite calls from Democrats to pass federal police reform legislation, he does not think it will actually help.
If we can incentivize certain things, I still think you want to keep this at the state and local level. This is a law enforcement issue. You start getting the federal government involved in databases and federalizing things, that gets, because the federal government screws it up so many times. We've had, I think one of the items in the Democrat legislation a couple of years ago was some kind of federal registry. Well, then you get concerns. Is it every complaint going to be there? Are they going to be just adjudicated complaints?
On the same program, attorney Ben Crump, who represents the family of Tyre Nichols, says he heard from a black man who said he'd been attacked by the Memphis Police Special Unit just days before Nichols was stopped and that he tried to report it, but police did not return his call. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday fiercely expressed his disappointment at the International Olympic Committee's recent statement of supporting Russian athletes returning to international sport competitions. The IOC indicated on Wednesday it favors officially neutral teams from Russia and its ally Belarus at the 2024 Olympics, despite a plea from Zelensky to exclude them entirely. Bomb-carrying drones targeted an Iranian defense factory amid heightened tensions in the Islamic Republic, AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
The Iranian Defense Ministry offered no information on who it suspected carried out the attack, which came as a refinery fire separately broke out in the country's northwest and a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck nearby, killing three people. However, Tehran has been targeted in suspected Israeli drone strikes amid a shadow war with its Mideast rival as its nuclear deal with the world powers collapsed. Meanwhile, tensions also remain high with neighboring Azerbaijan after a gunman attacked the country's embassy in Tehran, killing its security chief and wounding two others. Details on the Isfahan attack remain scarce. A defense ministry statement described three drones being launched at the facility, with two of them successfully shot down. A third apparently made it through to strike the building, causing minor damage to its roof and wounding no one, the ministry said. I'm Sarah Nafa.
Pope Francis starts a trip on Tuesday to two fragile African nations where protracted conflicts have left millions of refugees and displaced people grappling with hunger. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Critics of Tunisian President Kais Saied say the empty polling stations were evidence of The January 31st to February 5th visit to Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan takes the 86-year-old pontiff to places where Catholics make up about half of the populations and where the church is a key player in health and educational systems, as well as in democracy-building efforts. The trip was scheduled to take place last July, but was postponed because Pope Francis was suffering a flare-up of a chronic knee ailment. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Sunday he is looking forward to discussing with U.S. President Joe Biden a reasonable and responsible way that can lift the debt ceiling when they meet on Wednesday for their first sit-down at the White House since McCarthy was elected to the post. McCarthy, a representative from California, said he wants to address spending cuts along with raising the debt limit, although the White House has ruled that out. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.